Okay, I'm real nervous, so can we like have a moment of silence and then the serenity prayer, please? God, grant me strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm Rachel, I'm an addict. My clean date is April 15th, 2016. I don't even know where to start. Growing up, I grew up in like a really good family. My mom's a Catholic school teacher, and I went to Catholic school also. And growing up, I was like the bad kid in Catholic school. I've always been like really angry. I've always had anger issues, and like I remember like in first grade, I threatened to like beat this kid up with a baseball bat at his birthday party, and like got suspended like the first year there. But I was just, angry a lot. But, So I went to Catholic school up until sixth grade, and then I went to public school. And, like, that transition, it was, like, hard for me because, like, I didn't know anybody. I had to make new friends. The kids that I, like, gravitated towards were, like, the ones that were, like, doing drugs or, like, that were bad. I say this because, like, this is, like, how, like, my, like, drugs started. I paid this kid $10 to be my boyfriend. And we ended up dating for 8 years, but, that was the worst $10 I've ever spent, just so you know. But, like, so I was only, like, 12 years old at the time, but, like, he was already, like, getting arrested for, like, underages and, like, all that sort of stuff, and, for some reason, like, that lifestyle, like, looked appealing to me, and, I started drinking, and, like, I've always had, like, consequences, like, from the very beginning. Like, I remember one of the first times I've ever, like, drank, it was at my mom's house, and, like, she caught me, and, she told me I wasn't allowed to, like, have, like, sleepovers anymore, and then for, like, a couple months, and then, like, the night that she let me have another sleepover, I got caught, like, sneaking out with boys. So my dad, like, he's a crazy, like, redneck and put, like, a bear trap underneath the window. And, like, so I wasn't allowed to stay anywhere until I was, like, probably, like, 16. And, like, that night I was let out. I got my first underage. So, like, I always just, like, get caught doing everything that I'm doing. It didn't really, like, in high school I had, like, a couple friends. At this point, like, I was just, like, smoking weed and stuff. And they all were, like, doing heroin. And I remember, like, being only like 17 years old and like thinking like that's crazy, like I could never do that, like all that. But then ended up I started doing heroin. I waited till I was out of high school though, but I graduated. I went to school also while I was in high school for cosmetology, and that's like what my plan was to do in life. Other than like, but like growing up, like I never had like a set plan. Like I remember thinking like when I'm 80 years old, like my plan is to, like, have dreadlocks and to, like, smoke a bunch of weed. And, like, I had no, like, desire to, like, go to school or, like, better my life while everyone else around me is, like, applying for college or, like, actually caring about their schoolwork. That boyfriend that I dated on and off through high school, he left me for another girl. And that, like, I had, like, no self-worth at the time. I guess I should say this. I don't like sharing this in front of groups of people, but it might help somebody. Whenever I was 12 years old, I went to this haunted house that they used to have in Indiana. And I got a ride home with these two guys and, like, my best friend. And they dropped my best friend off because she lived, like, four houses before my house. And then, like, they were supposed to drop me off, but they kept going. And, like, I got raped that night. And I remember, like, feeling like I was, like why? Or, it was my fault, basically. And, like, my mom made me go to, like, Catholic church every Sunday. And the one kid that was driving the car that, like, let all this happen and, like, didn't stop it, he would sit, like, right in front of me at church. So, like, it made me, like, cop a resentment towards, like, God or, like, any sort of religion. And, honestly, I haven't even, like, really found religion until up until this, like, last year, so pretty cool. But anyways, I graduated high school. I started dating this other kid, and like, he was into like heroin, and so like I started like doing that with him, and like my first introduction to recovery though, me and him got in a fight. Like I said, I have anger issues, so I went outside and I smashed his windshield out with a 2x4, and I worked at a salon at the time, so I went straight to work like nothing happened, and I was wearing like a dress and high heels when I did it, and the neighbor called the cops on me. The cops showed up at my work and they were like, "You just smashed out your boyfriend's windshield." I was like, "No, I didn't." And they're like, "Well, the description is a girl in like a dress and high heels, so it was you." And so they told my boss, and my boss made me go to rehab, and so I could keep my job. And I remember I went there, I hated it. It was an all-girls rehab. I was like, I hate girls, like I can't get along with them. I stayed there for probably a week, and then I signed myself out. And so I had like a 3-month period where I was supposed to get myself together, and then they let me back to work. And I got in a 4-wheeler accident, and I herniated my L5 disc, and I was like in a wheelchair and like couldn't walk because of the pain for like probably like 5 months. But I like started like taking pain pills and stuff again, so like, and I had no recovery in me, so I like continued to use. And I've been to rehab like a bunch of times, like, but they're always like forced, like nobody made me go myself. I didn't make myself go myself until like the last time I went. So I'm nervous, sorry. But I'm like really grateful that I even like got asked to speak here, because like this is my hometown. And like the lady that asked me to speak, like she was my sponsor for a while, and like her and like a couple other women here, like they picked me up for like years and like just like believe in me, and like while I'm like still getting high, picking up clean time high, like getting high in the bathroom at the meeting, like they like believed in me, and like I honestly like feel like that's why like I'm still here, and I believe that like this program was something because how they believed in me. So I went to rehab. This time it was for myself. My parents were like sick of my shit, and right before that, heroin's always been my drug of choice, but like my mom made me go on Suboxone. She would put it underneath my tongue every morning, so like I couldn't use heroin, so I started smoking crack. Heroin's always been my drug of choice, but like crack is like what made me get clean, because it like brought me like to the deepest parts of depression that I think I've ever been in. My parents were like, "You need to go to rehab, you can't live here anymore." So I went to rehab. And I went in Washington, PA. That's where I live now. I went there, like I didn't really think that like I was like gonna change my life. I just figured it would just like get my parents off my back. And so I went, and they were like adamant on not letting me come home, and like I'm thankful for that, because if they would have let me go home, I don't think I would have stayed clean. I decided to humble myself and go to a homeless shelter up there. I got lice while I was there, after like 4 months of being there, and I was like, I can't be here. Because everyone in the homeless shelter started like excluding me from everything and like making me feel like I was like a piece of dirt. So I was like, I can't. I'm in a homeless shelter. I don't want to be like the one excluded. So I decided to like, like, so I, you know, but so I moved out. I went to a 3/4-way house there, and like I met women there that like two of them are here today. Like it's like crazy that like we're all still clean. And, like, I was a mess when I was there. I lived there for 9 months. I didn't work on step work. Like, I thought, like, just by, like, moving to a different place that, like, my whole life would get better. But, like, obviously that wasn't the case. Like, I put down the drugs, but, like, I still have these behaviors that, like, make my life unmanageable. And, I was a mess. I can relate to it now because, like, I've gone through step work and, like, see it. But from, like, being raped at a young age, like, for some reason, like, my brain, like, tells me, like, that's how, like, you're supposed to, like, show a man to, like, pay attention to you or, like, care about you. And also, it, like, gave me, like, a sense of control. because, like, I was in control of the situation. Like, I acted out. Like, I ruined my reputation in Washington, like, pretty fast. And so, like, of course, the house mom, like, got wind of it, and I got put on restriction, or, like, contract, I guess. So they told me to work steps, told me to get a sponsor, all that, and, like, I didn't want to listen to them. They made me write in a stupid journal every day, and, like, I would just write, like, stupid stuff, like, I went to work, I ate food, the end. Like, I, like, wasn't, like, I wasn't, like, taking it seriously, and, and I got kicked out. And, like, the first thing I did, like, I didn't call anybody, I didn't go to a meeting, like, I went and I got hot. But, like, that 9 months, like, showed me that, like, I could stay clean. It's just, like, I needed to, like, do something to, like, remain clean, I guess. So I went back out for 4 months and, like, decided, like, that I can't do this anymore. Like, I was, like, sick every day again. And, like, so I went back to rehab. And then I got all these connections in Washington. So, like, while I was in rehab, I found a house at a three-quarter or a bed at a three-quarter way house, and like I got accepted, but like it was a week in between. Like I had to go home for a week to my parents' house, and like when I live in my parents' house I get high. Like my parents enable me a lot, like they co-sign a lot of stuff that I do because like they just care about me and they like want to see me do good, but like they don't know how to like handle that, so they just give up basically. But yeah, so I moved back into Washington, and like this time, like I knew this was serious, and, like, I had to, like, do it serious, and I got a home group, or I didn't get a home group, sorry, Sandy said I'm from Washington because I still don't have a home group, and, like, I don't suggest that, but, like, I got to be honest and just say that, but I got a sponsor. I didn't call her, she dropped me, so, like, I got another sponsor, and I started calling her, like, I built a relationship with her, and then she got hot, so I, like, started looking, and, like, they tell you to get a sponsor and, like, find somebody that, like, basically that, like, you want to be like, or that, like, you respect the recovery, I guess. And, like, I found a woman that, she's 2 years younger than me, but, like, 10 times more mature. And, like, that's what I wanted for my life. Like, I want to be a grown-up, like, finally. So, and her recovery is, like, real strong. So I picked her, and, like, she started me on step work. And, like, honestly, but I thought I'd never be one of these people that say this, but, like, step work, literally, I believe that's the reason that I'm still clean. Like, it's made me, like, learn patterns in myself that, like, I'm just honest. Like, I won't tell people how I'm feeling because I think it's going to hurt them, but then it hurts me. Like, I'm just honest that way. And, like, just a bunch of different things. Anyways, I lived in this three-quarter way house that I moved into for, I want to say, like, 6 or 7 months, and then I moved into a 7/8 house. And I moved back in with the girls that I was living with at the first three-quarter way house that I got high with. So, like, it was cool that, like, they were there. And, like, those women, like, just, it's crazy that they, like, they believed in me. Like when I didn't believe in myself, and, like, that, like, really meant a lot. And I also got to say, like, right before I went to rehab, 3 years ago, I broke into my brother's house and I stole 7 handguns and an AK-47, and I sold them to a drug dealer. And the cops started questioning me, and like I was like all cracked out on the time, like at the time, and like saying I didn't do it, and I got real scared. So like that's one of the reasons I went to rehab and like moved away from Indiana, because I was afraid I was gonna get arrested. Well, when I had, it was a week before I had a year clean this time. I remember I was working at this convenience store. I hated my job, but I walked there every day. I humbled myself for $7.25 an hour and just, like, got through it. But I found 4 stamp bags, and I found 2 things of Suboxone and Oxycontin and also a loaded syringe all within, like, a week's period. And, like, I was the only one in the store at the time. I remember flushing it down the toilet and then, like, afterwards realizing, like, that wasn't me that did that. That's what, like, my God did that. And, ironically, I was on the third step whenever that happened, too. And, like, that's whenever my, like, faith began to grow. But a week before I had a year clean, the ATF showed up at my job that I was working at. And, like I said, I moved away. Like, I didn't really tell too many people where I moved to, but, like, they're the feds, so, like, I guess they just know things. And they showed up at my work, and they just look like two regular guys. One guy had like full sleeves, and he's like, "Are you Rachel?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Can you step outside?" And I was like, "Fuck." And they like pulled out their badge and made me get in the back of the car. They asked if I like stole the guns. I was like, "No, I didn't do that." And then they pulled out a manila folder that had pictures of the drug dealers that I sold the guns to. Like, so I admitted that I did it. as you can see, I'm still standing here. I'm not in jail. And I like felt like a snitch for that, because like I admitted that I did it, and like they already had the drug dealers that I sold them to. I still struggle with that. Like, I didn't even want to share that here because this is where I did it at. But I think I'm gonna get killed someday. But I just admitted I did it, and like the ATF, like, he straight up told me, like, "We've been watching you for the past year. Like, we see that like your life has improved. Like, we're not arresting you, and like, but like continue to do the right thing, or like we are gonna come arrest you." So like that's a lot of times what keeps me so clean, because I don't want to go to prison. But so that like made me like start to believe in like God a lot more. Like, my faith started to grow, and like I've been like real nervous about this, and I told Alex right before I started speaking, like, the only way to get through fear is to walk in faith, and like that's what I'm doing right now, and like that's what I do. Like, a lot of the times I just like walk in faith and like hope that like everything's gonna like be okay. After I started working step work though, my life started to change. I realized these behaviors that like I was acting out on like they're making me feel like shit about myself. I got like so depressed. It was like basically like I was using again, but like just without the drugs. And like luckily, like throughout the mess, I met this man. When I was working at the convenience store, this guy walked in. He had psych ward scrub pants on. He had a shirt on that had holes in it, and his hair was all greasy. And like, I looked at him and I was like, "That's the one. Like, that's gonna be my boyfriend." Meanwhile, he had 60 days clean and I had almost a year, but like, at least I'm honest about it. We're still together now. It's like a year and a half later, and like we live together now too. It's just crazy. Like, I feel like certain people come into your life like for a certain reason at a certain time, and like he like has taught me like how to respect myself more, and like it's just crazy to like have a man that actually like loves me for me. It like feels really good. So yeah, we live together. We don't ever fight. I don't think we've ever gone one fight, so that's pretty crazy. But I work at Olive Oils. I deliver pizza now. I've worked there for like a year. Recently though, like this past week, I got a phone call. I applied at this place like 2 months ago to be a peer specialist for like people with mental health. And I just got a call back this week that Tuesday, like, I start there. So like that, it's like crazy. It's an adult job too. Like, I'll have benefits. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, paid vacation, like, all that. I don't know. I'm excited. So, like, but, like, 2 years ago, like, I just never thought that, like, my life would be, like, where it's at right now. And, like, I honestly believe it's, like, because, like, people here in Indiana believed in me when I couldn't believe in myself. Like, and that I work steps. Like, I'm honest with my sponsor. I go to meetings, not for my recovery, but for fellowship. And like, if you didn't get anything else out of what I said, like, call your sponsor, work some steps, and don't get high. That's all I gotta say.